from the Bud Light Studios. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, 97.1 The Eagle.
We love it.
Here's another 97.1 The Eagle BFD artist. Puddle of Mud.
The Eagle.
Wow, check this out. Bret Michaels is back in the hospital again. Now he's got a hole in his heart. Is that unbelievable? This guy can't get a break. God must be pissed at him or something. We love you, Bret. Get better. Hey, I got some Bret on Oprah highlights coming up at 7:50. It's 97.1 of The Eagle rocking the morning time.
97.1 The Eagle, where Fort Worth comes to rock.
You were young and your heart.
Here's another 97.1 The Eagle BFD artist. Shine down.
The Eagle.
So it is 3 months to the day from tomorrow that the BFD show goes down.
Ow, ow, ow.
With Shine Down, Puddle of Mud, 7 Dust, 10 Years, Chevelle's going to be kick-ass August 22nd down at the Verizon Theater, formerly known as Nokia. You know what BFD stands for, right?
This is a big deal.
Why, thank you, Joe Biden. Look at the vice president chipping in.
This is a big deal.
The BFD show. Get your tickets at KEGL.com and be ready to win them on the morning show with me next week.
Now, from the Subaru of Plano Traffic Center, here's traffic on 97.1 The Eagle.
In Arlington, right now it's 70 degrees. I'm Angela Chase with Eagle Traffic, brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
More than 13,000. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
From the Bud Light Studios, this is 97.1 The Eagle.
Crack in the morning time. It's 97.1 The Eagle. Cindy Skull here. What is it you want to hear, baby?
How about some Motley Crue?
I can do that. Oh, and I'm going to tell you the real reason why Velvet Revolver broke up in 10 minutes.
The Eagle.
97.1.
Let me know when you're ready.
The Eagle.
Stone Temple Pilots going to be on VH1 tonight for their Friday Night All Right. It's a concert series that kicks off tonight with STP. And all this time we thought that Scott Weiland was the reason that Velvet Revolver broke up. Well, according to Slash, that's not the case. He said it was their chemical addictions. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they all had their problems, except Scott's, of course, was worse than anybody else's. And the only guy who was sober was Dave Kushner. Look at Slash go, ratting everybody out. Way to go, Slash. All right, hang out. We're going to do Floyd, Metallica, Little Ozzy coming up.
Now, from the Subaru of Plano Traffic Center, here's traffic on 97.1 The Eagle.
In Dallas, Woodall Rogers West, I'm Angela Chase with Eagle Traffic, brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore.
Some Dallas student.
And this radio station.
From the Bud Light Studios, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, 97.1 The Eagle. We are 97.1 The Eagle.
So what kind of lame party are you planning on having on Memorial Day, huh? Huh? Anything would be lame compared to what we've got planned for you. We're going to have rock stars come to your house. Hang out, I'll tell you about it in 10 minutes right here on The Eagle.